WHDD presents Susan Says.
So there's so much going on in the world. Where to start? Fires, climate change, pandemic, race relations. But first, most important, I locked myself out of my apartment onto the terrace the other day in my nightgown. Momentary panic, as there are not that many people in the building and I can't climb the fence. But then I figured out how to pry the door open, which had swollen because of the humidity, I guess. Ah, rich person problem, I know, but momentary panic. A French movie, Cuties, on Netflix is being accused of being the problem it's commentating on. Yeah, using young girls sort of like badly into almost like kiddie porn. I don't know. I haven't watched it, but it doesn't sound good. Walmart is going to use drones, as is Amazon, I guess. Do you want stuff dropped on your doorstep from, oh, I don't know how high? I don't. Just what we need, more stuff flying into each other and disrupting the air. South Dakota's attorney general was allegedly driving drunk when he thought he hit a deer. Uh-oh, it was a human and he killed him. Ooh, it's getting investigated, you think? This is a worse story, really. A man in Oregon was rushing home to save his family from one of those terrible fires. When he saw a badly burned woman on the street, he tried to help her, and she whispered, "I'm your wife." This was unbearable, I'm sure. Then he found his 13-year-old son had died. Is there any end to the tragedy of these killer fires? Where is the federal aid, not just money, but processes, things to change it? Words from the White House, compassion? It's a nightmare, like the rest of life here these days. This has to be one of the worst stories. It's heartbreaking. I can't get it out of my mind. Authorities are busting coke dealers for overcharging, price gouging now. Are you kidding me? People are panicking and using more drugs, so let's overcharge. No honor among thieves, I guess. Too weird. Speaking of weird, Anthony Weiner, former weirdo politician, is now out of jail, and he got a job working in a factory making countertops. Okay, then, everyone's entitled to a second chance, I guess. Deranged Donnie. He comes off in Rage, the Woodward book, as totally insane, unable to lead, but in a strangely very calm way, he keeps calling Woodward. In these many conversations, Woodward quotes, "The top national security leaders thought Trump was a danger to the country." Do you get that, folks? Mattis would go and pray often and sleep in his underwear just in case. Oh, God help us. Vote blue, people. Your lives depend on it. Mine, too. Now for a tad of humor. Well, if you don't count murder. Dancing with the Stars has been rebooted with new hostess Tyra Banks and new lights. Lots of lights. Too many lights. You can't see them dancing. Some stars of various levels, but the lowest ever. Carol Baskin of Tiger King fame or infamy. Accused, allegedly, of feeding one of her husbands to the animals. Yeah, and she can't dance at all. To Eyes of the Tiger, I swear. So there you go. Enjoy TV. At least the Kardashians are gone now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.